Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfill podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of the show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating the life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good on paper, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you are new to the podcast, welcome. I'm so beyond thrilled you are here to share the space with me. And if you haven't already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. On this podcast, we make the process of manifestation so actionable, tangible, and easy to apply, because it's only through the application you're able to create the groundbreaking transformations you desire. And so if you've been trying to manifest a desire for a very long time but haven't been successful in the process, don't worry, I got your back. We're going to change things around so freaking fast, because really, all it takes is a few tweaks. It's not this big life-altering thing, but instead it's, how can I show up 1% differently? How can I be a different version of myself with the knowingness that my life is an externalized manifestation of me? And when I change, everything around me changes. So for some people, that could include using a vision board. It could include using affirmations, but essentially none of these are imperative, but instead it's, what can I do to show up differently? That's the only thing you got to focus on. But we're going to get all into it, especially in today's episode. And if you're a longtime listener, welcome back. I'm so freaking happy you choose to spend this time with me time and time again every Tuesday and Friday when I upload new episodes. If you haven't already, come and tell me that you are a podcast listener. I hang out the most on Instagram. My handle is at kushpu.kway. It always means the world to me to know that people are listening to this podcast, enjoying it, and more importantly, taking value out of it. That's the only reason why I upload episodes so consistently, because truly, when you really, really understand how much power you walk around with and really know how to utilize the process of manifestation, make it so easy that it's inevitable that you're going to get what you want, that's when your life changes in ways you can't even imagine. And that's really what it's all about. We're all here to live the most abundant and expansive lives. And whatever desires reside in our heart, they're there for a reason. They're there to be actualized in our 3D physical reality. And the only person we got to convince is ourselves. And so whatever it is that is in your heart right now that you want to manifest, is it possible? Hell yeah. But it starts with you being the change you wish to experience. And today's episode, we are talking all about momentum, the power of momentum while manifesting. But more importantly, I'm going to share with you three ways you can start to create momentum right now. Because this is the part where that holds most people back when it comes to manifestation. They're not actually creating the right momentum in order to see their desires unfold. And here's the thing, is that we're living in a time where getting what we want in terms of external stuff, whether it's food, whether it's connection, whether it's shopping, we're wired now for instant gratification. And we also are so addicted to quick dopamine spikes. Dopamine is the pleasure hormone in our brain. So that can come in the form of social media likes, whether it's message notifications, through consumption of sugar and fast food, or through online shopping, or through gambling, or through the effects, the quick effects that alcohol and drugs have on us, or binge watching TV. And none of these are good or bad at the end of the day, but, well, I mean, drugs is the question mark, but, and it's gambling, but hey, oh, that's a whole different conversation. But really it's how we relate to them and the effect they have on us that actually determine whether they are constructive or destructive in our lives. And when we are getting addicted to them because of that quick dopamine high, that's when it starts to really take a toll on us, because we're no longer in control. We are outsourcing our joy and our ability to create dopamine. And as a result, we are living in a state of powerlessness. And because of all these different sources, like I said, we are wired for instant gratification. When we don't see the results of our actions unfold right away, we give up. We throw in the towel. We create stories. We start to think that maybe we're asking for too much or this doesn't work. And we end up in this self-fulfilling prophecy of toxic inadequacy and toxic frustration, whereby we feel like we're not enough or everyone else has it so much easier, or that maybe we're just meant to settle. And so again, we're just living lives that aren't true to us, not what we want, but that's what our minds are programmed to believe, that this is all that's available to us. And so if you're serious about manifesting the outcome you desire, the first thing I'm going to tell you is get comfortable with delayed gratification. And I'm not saying you have to wait for years for your desire to unfold, but sometimes it takes a little patience. And you have to be okay with the fact that just because I change today and I don't get what I want tomorrow, it doesn't mean I'm not going to get what I want. But maybe it's just giving me the opportunity to get really comfortable and really grounded in this new version of myself, so that when I receive my desire, it's going to be so much more satisfying. So that when I receive my desire, I don't actually self-sabotage it, which is ends up what happening when we haven't actually created the shift within ourselves, because what we want feels so unfamiliar and we haven't actually attuned to that vibration, to that new reality. When it does come to us, we will find ways to push it away. And this happens time and time again. I mean, we all know this. So let's say we all have that one friend who meets the most amazing guy, but rather than give him a shot, she finds constant red flags and pushes him away. Or we know that one person who makes a lot of money, before they know it, they've spent all that money and they're back to where they were before. Because again, it's not familiar and we are wired for safety. We're not wired for happiness. And so really it's, how can I just get so ready through my own inner shift that when I get what I want, it's going to be such a natural transition. And so, like I said, when it comes to manifestation, get comfortable with delayed gratification. And really that's the manifesting paradox. The more okay you are with waiting, the quicker the desire comes. But the more you resist this notion that you need to have patience, the longer your desire takes, because again, you're just creating resistance and energy, which is what your desire is on the most fundamental level. Energy can only flow through the path of least resistance. And so number one is, just because you're not going to automatically see results from day one, it doesn't mean you're not going to get what you want. But your job as an intention manifester is, can I focus on creating enough momentum with the knowingness that with enough momentum, my desire has no choice but to unfold, because number one, my life is an externalized manifestation of me, my state of being. And secondly is, I don't get what I want. I get more of who I am. So if I'm being this new version of myself, if I'm being in alignment with my desire, it has to unfold. There's no question about it. I might not know how or when, and it's going to drive my ego and my logic crazy that it doesn't know how or when, but it has to happen. And it's the same ways that even if people say the law of gravity doesn't work, I mean, hello, thrown up out of the window, it's going to fall to the ground. And that's the same with all these beautiful universal laws, that just because you don't fully understand them, they're always in motion. So you might as well just get on board with them, start to really understand how to apply them so that you can leverage them to your advantage. And so when it comes to now creating the required momentum and required alignment, another reason why people don't create the momentum is, they're not actually taking action. And here's the thing is, manifestation is all about alignment, changing the way you think, changing the way you feel, and changing the way you act. And so most people got the thinking and feeling part down, but when it comes to the action part, that's where they falter. And that's when you're actually sending mixed vibrations to the universe, because part of you, so the way you're thinking and feeling is in alignment with your new reality, but the way you're showing up in terms of the action you're taking, you're still stuck on who you used to be. And the most, well, there are various reasons why people don't take action and as a result don't create momentum, comes down to three words: I'm not motivated. Add another word in there: I'm just not motivated. And the phrase, I don't have motivation, it's usually a euphemism for either I don't know all the steps, or I'm terrified of taking the first step, or I don't believe I have what it takes, or lastly, my goals are too far. And when you can get past this voice in your head, this excuse, I don't have motivation, but instead saying, how can I now start to take action? Honestly, the quality of your life is determined by the quality of questions you ask. So start even asking yourself better questions. Stop resigning to who you already are, but challenge your mind. How can I now be a new version of myself? How can I make this easier for myself? How can I now start to take action in the direction of my desires? And what comes through is going to be so different. And really, the beauty of actually moving past this voice and taking that action is that action breeds more action, which breeds momentum. It doesn't have to be big, but it's, can I just get 1 foot forward? And last week, I had this intuitive download while I was in a run to do a complimentary challenge on Instagram for 14 days. And I invited anyone who wanted to join, 14 days of consciously coming out of your comfort zone, because really, the only way we can grow is getting out of our comfort zone. But also, when you get out of your comfort zone, you're no longer being the same version of yourself. And so in the process, you're no longer, it's a given, you're no longer going to receive the same outcomes. And this is the quickest way to manifest and to just change the energy, especially if you're feeling stuck in your life. It's leaning into discomfort. And I know it kind of sounds scary, but really, when you choose to get out of your comfort zone, you're showing the universe energetically that I'm willing and I'm open for change. I'm willing to experience something new because now I'm being someone new. And so anyways, I put this out there and I said, whoever wants to join, just let me know. For the next 14 days, you got to message me every single day of the uncomfortable thing you did. And whoever sticks it out for the whole 14 days, you're going to receive a prize. And so we've just finished 7 days. And some people have fallen off and that's fine. You know, you got to be self-motivated to some degree as well. And there's some people who are crushing it. And I'm just so blown away and honored to just be doing this challenge with them. And I wanted to share some of the things that they've been sharing. And, you know, whether it's not going on Instagram or getting comfortable with senior people and being more direct rather than differential, or whether it's meeting someone from her network one-on-one, her corporate network, which she never would have done in the past. One of the ladies is gone off sugar, or another one conducted a youth workshop on her own. Another woman got back on her spin bike. Another arrived 40 minutes earlier to an appointment, and usually she's just on time or behind schedule. Another is being vulnerable and sending messages without being worried about consequences. One of the ladies made a conscious effort to not meet up with the person she was otherwise in a situationship with. And another one was pushing harder in her workouts. And these are just a few of the various things these ladies have done over the past week. And in just 7 days alone, some of the manifestations that have come through is stuck payments have come through, more self-trust, better relationships and conflict resolutions. One of the ladies, like, she was had a falling out with someone years ago and it just been really awkward. And after doing one of the things that she did this week, it led to the other person reaching out and saying that she wanted to resolve their conflict. How wild is that? How quickly things change. And, you know, one of the ladies, she sent me a message saying, this challenge is really teaching me that I've got so much willpower within that perhaps I'm not tapping into fully. Thank you for this. I'll say it again. This challenge is really teaching me that I've got so much willpower within that perhaps I'm not tapping into fully. As humans, we are so magnificent beyond what we can even imagine. We're so resilient, but we don't actually give ourselves the opportunity to even see what we're capable of. We don't even allow ourselves to see the extent to which the potential we can tap into because we get comfortable in who we are right now. But like I said, is only through shifting how we show up, that's how we're able to change what shows up for us. And the more you can focus on creating momentum, that's when manifestation happens so freaking fast. And people ask me all the time, like, how are you so motivated? How are you so disciplined? But the reality is that I'm human. I have days where I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered to do this. But I also know the power of keeping 1 foot forward, choosing new behaviors, consciously getting out of your comfort zone and leaning into discomfort. And that's why, whether it's myself being able to manifest desires really quickly or my clients being able to manifest mind-blowing results daily, especially if you follow me on Instagram, you see the results I share every single day. They're insane. But it's not because they're superhumans. They're just normal people like you and me. But the difference is they're actually changing their state of being. They're changing how they show up. And that's why they're getting what they want, because they're taking accountability for their energy, the way they're thinking, feeling, and most importantly, acting. And truly, whether it's on this podcast or with my coaching, we make manifestation so simple, but more importantly, so actionable. And that's why today I'm going to share with you three ways that you can start to build momentum in your life so that you can get what you want. Because truly, like I said, when it comes to manifestation, if you're serious about getting the loving partner, getting the friends who have your back, getting the overflow of cash, getting the dream house, getting the baby, getting the job of your dreams, whatever it is your desire is, whatever that looks like for you, if you're serious about manifesting it, number one, it is possible. But number two, take accountability for how you are showing up and commit to being a new version of yourself. Your life is just reflecting your state of being. The longer you wait on changing, the more you're going to wait for your reality to change, because it's just taking your lead. So number one, the first way to start building momentum from today is a strategy known as the Eat the Frog strategy. Essentially, the Eat the Frog strategy, it is a prioritization and productivity method that, number one, it helps people identify difficult tasks. And the idea of the Eat the Frog strategy is that you have to identify one challenging task. So that essentially is known as the frog. And you have to complete that task first thing in the morning. So you're eating the frog. And whatever that task looks like for you, when you complete it, essentially, so when you eat those frogs, those difficult, frustrating, and tedious tasks, getting on with your day, it becomes so much easier. But when we're letting something hang over our heart, our head, it's not only is it draining our own mental resources, but now we're operating from a place of, again, energy of waiting, but that tends to have a ripple effect on every area of our lives. And so the day will pass, but we will not only get barely much done, but we also feed our subconscious mind that we can't be trusted and we let ourselves down. And then the next day, again, because we now hardwiring this belief that I can't be trusted, I'm not someone who follows through, I don't actually take action towards my goals, the action that manifests as a result, it's going to continue. And so really, it's asking yourself tomorrow, what is the hardest thing on my to-do list? And can I do that first thing in the morning? And really, this is a strategy I've been using for a very long time. I didn't know it was called Eat the Frog strategy. And it's helped me be so productive, even on the days when my to-do list is so massive. And so that's the first one. The second way to build momentum is the notion of quick wins. I love this. So essentially, you want to ask yourself, how can I create a quick win first thing in the day? It could be in terms of anything, whether it's waking a bit earlier or not adding sugar to your cup of coffee as you would otherwise do, not checking social media first, sitting down to meditate, whatever it is. But the reason why a quick win is so powerful is A, it's quick, it's easy, but it's also a win. It's also in alignment with who you want to become, but also because of the ripple effect. And you give it a shot. I can tell you all this, but until you give it a shot, you're going to see how potent it is. But it has a ripple effect because you create that first win. And then how you show up the rest of the day is going to be in alignment with that, because now you're actually feeding your subconscious mind this notion that I'm a winner. I'm somebody who is getting things done. I'm someone who can be trusted. And I'm actually experiencing that today as we speak. And so I set a conscious intention that I'm not going to check my social media, at least for the next week. I'm very big on weekly goals. If you haven't already, go back and listen to the episode I put up a couple of weeks ago. I think it was called A Fun Manifestation Experiment to Try. And so I was setting my goals for the week ahead. And one of them was, I'm not going to check my social media post dinner. After 7 p.m., which is usually the time I finish eating, I'm not going to go on social media. And so yesterday was day one. And because I wasn't mindlessly scrolling on social media, I ended up reading. And then I ended up sleeping earlier, which meant I got up an hour earlier. And because I'd slept well, I didn't hit snooze when my alarm went off. Then I got to the gym. I was feeling so freaking good and so proud that I didn't go on social media yesterday and that I didn't snooze my alarm. I ended up lifting heavier than I normally do. I did more than I planned. I even added an extra abs bit and had no intention to sit down and record a podcast episode, but here we are. And it's just, and I'm so excited for the rest of the day. It's only 9:28 and I feel like A, I've gotten so much done, but B, I'm already now, I've already consciously raise my energy without even fully starting my day. And so that's something which every day, can you ask yourself, what is one quick win I can achieve? As soon as I wake up, what is a quick win I can do right now? It could be something as simple as, before you check your phone, think of three things you are grateful for. The third way to start building momentum right now is, and this is something which I feel like is, again, my guess, all three of these are so powerful, but this one in particular is chunking your goals down, making your goals so little and chunking it down to such baby steps so that your brain can get on board. Because the bigger the goal is, the more daunting it feels, and it leaves us in a state of inertia. And in the process, our brains are going to reject that goal because it feels too separate, too unfamiliar to where we are right now, but it also seems impossible. And so the more you can chunk it down and make it so easy and so, more importantly, doable, the harder it is for your brains to avoid. And our brains are so incredibly neuroplastic. There's this concept known as neuroplasticity, which essentially states that up until the last few decades, scientists thought that our brains were hard and fixed, whereas more and more study shows how malleable our brains are. And just by consciously exposing our brains to new ideas, putting ourselves in new environments and thinking different thoughts, they all create new neural pathways, which essentially changes how we show up in our reality. And so when you can now actually make something feel so doable and so easy, now you're actually stimulating a different neural pathway in your brain. And here's the thing, is that our ego, it's obsessed with bigger and better. But when it comes to our goals, it's actually self-sabotaging to set big goals, especially if you're not able to follow through, but it's also unsustainable. And the beauty is by chunking it down, you're actually not only going to complete it, but you're going to create another action, which is going to lead to your end goal by the end of it. Because truly, while goal setting is so powerful, but when it's not done correctly, it can actually set you up for failure. I remember when I first started losing weight, I had 35 kilos to lose. Did I think of that, not like that number, 35 kilos? No, because I probably never would have even gone to that first Weight Watchers meeting. But I told myself, okay, over the summer, June 17, 2004, I said, over the summer, I'm going to aim to lose 4 kilos. I can't remember the exact numbers, but I'm sure I lost about 7 or 8 kilos, right? But that alone, just by chunking it down to 4 kilos, it was much easier and it felt a lot more doable. Similarly, I've been meditating for a while now, but up until the last month or so, I was meditating for 10, 15 minutes. But I also got kind of lazy about it, that I was doing lying down meditations. And so I decided to set myself a weekly goal for that week. And I said, every day this week, I'm going to commit to a 25 minute meditation. And I did it. And I was like, okay, just for this 1 week alone, which felt very doable. And now we're on week 4, and doing those 25 minutes meditation has become so part of me now that I don't even think so hard about it. But if you told me that I had to do a 25 minute meditation for a month, I probably would never have gotten started. Similarly, is last week, a friend of mine and I decided to go off refined sugar for the week. And we did so. And honestly, I'm feeling so good, so in control. And I can see my cravings getting better. And so I've decided to do another week. And let's see what happens the week after that. But I'm sharing this with you because if I told myself that for 2 weeks or for a month, I'm not going to have refined sugar, I probably would have been like, oh, it's not a good time. Or like, no, it's too hard. But like this whole podcast episode is illustrating to you, don't set yourself up for failure. Don't think about the end goal or months in advance, but really come down to the present moment and ask yourself, what is one step I can take right now? And when I take that one step, taking the second step, the third step, and essentially creating that necessary alignment and momentum, it becomes so much easier. And in the process, I become a new version of myself. And the minute I can become a new version of myself, that's when my reality has to shift. That's when I receive my desire. And for the sake of accountability, I would love to hear, what is one action you are committing to after listening to this podcast episode and focusing on building momentum. And like I said, make it as small as possible because consistency trumps intensity any day of the week. Come and tell me on Instagram. My handle is at kushpoo.kway. And the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you. So please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at kushpoo.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.